So much happening in the game of rugby league, and we haven't even had a ball kicked for so long, but it looks like we might get a game on the 28th, and catching up with a couple of blokes who are superstars for Australia, New South Wales, and of course the Manly Sea Eagles, Jake and Tom Trevoy. I think we've got Jake first up. How's it going, Jake?
Yeah, going good, guys. How are you guys going?
Yeah, well, Jakey, how's things, mate? I'm just keen to know whether you're going to be, the Sea Eagles going to be turning up for training this week, early this week.
Yep, no, we're good to go. We're good to go. Everyone's really excited. Obviously, it's been a disappointing layoff. I think we've all been pretty bored. Everyone's really keen to get back into training and get going again. It's really exciting that the competition's ready to go on the 28th. And, couldn't be more happier.
Jakey, it's Del here, mate. I know my young bloke, he hasn't found it hard because he's got the university studies. But, mate, having the brother there or the brothers to help you train must be a bit easier.
Yeah, well, it's definitely helped. Definitely. You know, we've been able to, I guess, motivate each other, keep each other accountable and that sort of thing. It would have been tough doing it on your own, you know. So that's definitely helped a lot. And I guess Desi keeps things pretty tight, makes sure we're, you know, ticking things over. He sent us home with all sorts of gym equipment and that sort of thing and all these programs. So hopefully everyone comes back in not too bad, Nick, and we can hit the ground running.
Now, Jakey, I saw your dad running the other day. Your dad, I don't know if you know this, boys, but yeah. John was an unbelievable footballer himself. Should have played the same level as Jake and Tom, but just wanted to play with his mates down there at Narrabeen on the beaches. But he's not walking anymore. He's actually got a bit of a jog going on. How's your dad going?
Was he running? Oh, he tells us he's been running, but we thought he was lying.
No, he's doing good, mate. Now, can you put on the superstar? Now, please, mate.
Oh, hang on.
The bloke who gets all the big money and makes all the big tries and does all the big breaks. Your brother, we've had enough of you, Jakey. Is that all right?
Come on, mate.
I'll put him on.
We love you, mate. Now, come back to us, mate.
See you, boys.
See you, mate. Thanks, Jakey.
Hey, guys. How are we going?
Oh, there's the superstar.
Oh.
There's the man that gets all the dough and doesn't do a lot. But how are you, Tommy?
Good, thanks, Gus. How are you?
So, Tommy, it's Del here, mate. So, Tuesday, you'll definitely be in training, mate?
Yeah, we're all ready to go, mate. By security day on Monday, and then, we go from there. So, it's exciting.
It's for the listeners, like, you know, people are saying, oh, look, you know, the players are getting greedy, they want more. It's not about the 80% that you've sort of agreed on. It's the things in and around sort of the contract and the buy security stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's just getting clarification and all that type of stuff, and I'll follow it. But there's people that have travel a long way to get to training, you know, like such as Warriors, and not too sure what the situation is with the Storm as well. So I'm sure every team will be out there.
Tommy, Peter Volandis has done an amazing job just kicking down every hurdle along the way to get the game back in. But what did you make of the players, I guess, some of the social media stuff that bobbed up that threatened to derail the season before he kicked back off?
Yeah, look, you've got to, first of all, praise the job Peter Volandis has done. You know, he's done everything he can. He's probably stepped on a few people's feet, but he's done everything he can to get the game back on. And, you know, you've got to praise him for that, because I think if we didn't have him, I don't think we'd be coming back so soon. And on that, I think, you know, people make mistakes, and I think they've just made a mistake there. And, you know, I think they have to, and every, you know, NRL player have to learn from it, because there are consequences of what they do. And, you know, we want to be playing footy, so we can't keep doing that.
I tell you what, they've got some pretty harsh penalties, but I reckon if you and Jake mucked up, I wouldn't want to be messing with your mum in particular.
Oh, really?
Mate. That would be the biggest punishment you could get. Would that be right, Tommy?
Nah, she's soft.
Hey, Tommy, just before the season started, we did a launch, myself, you and Luke Keary here for KO Sport, and, mate, you were telling me, did Jake shoot 46 or 47 points or something?
Yeah, he shot 47 points up at Cherry Hills. He was off like...
What was he playing off?
He was off 19. He had 8 over or something.
Wow. There's got to be an investigation.
Yeah. It was... But you should see him now. He's gone backwards.
he takes on Tedesco and Keary and a few of those boys. Gee, you'd look good in red, white and blue, you two blokes.
You're kidding yourself, guys.
Actually, Tommy, I've got to be honest here. Before the season started, you know, I'm a proud Queenslander, and they were saying, oh, which team should get cut? And, of course, I said the Titans, and Gus goes, oh, that's easy to do. Gus actually said, you can ask Jude, he said Manly should be cut. I swear he did. Can you believe that?
Oh, I wouldn't put it past you, mate.
I think that was after you beat us 9-8, I think. I might have been a little bit upset that morning. But, hey, all the best to you and Jake, and also to Ben when you get back into training. And we cannot wait for the footy to start. We're a sports show, sports entertainment show, and we haven't been able to talk about sports. So we're really pumped for you guys, and you've had a good start to the year, Tom. So take care of yourselves, and thanks for talking to us on the Dead Set Legends.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, there you go. Tom and Jake Trbojevic, a couple of superstars there, joining us on the Dead Set Legends. Coming up, we've got a story about Wayne Carey from Wendell. More on the Dead Set Legends.